not done those tasks will see everlasting punishment. As we come to the end of the liturgical year, we can reflect back on those things that have helped us grow in our faith, and maybe some of those things that weren't so helpful. I think we'd all agree that we all have a personal responsibility to do good in this world, but that's the easy part, to think about it. What is more difficult is that we have to put those words into actions, that we must do what is just in an unjust world. And so we all would have a different way about going and performing those corporal or spiritual works of mercy. And each one is good. The only bad thing is if we do nothing at all. None of us can do it all alone, but each one of us can do something to enhance the kingdom of God here on earth, and we must commit to doing that. Right now we're in the middle of deer hunting season, which begins in October and ends at the end of December. And those people that are hunters sharpen their skills by honing in or checking out their sights to make sure that they're on target when they shoot, you know, at the game or the target they're after. In our spiritual life, do we have our sights set on the Lord? Is that our main goal? Is that why we are here on earth? Yes, we have a responsibility to do good. We have a personal responsibility to take care of ourselves, our family, and our job. But we also have a responsibility to meet the needs of our fellow man. Jesus tells us to take an example from the fig tree, who not only sprouts its shoots in the springtime, but bears fruit. That fruit is of any tree or any vegetable is to nourish our needs here on earth. But do we use those fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit to provide for the needs of others? This time of the year, we certainly are closing in on this year and, as I said, reflecting back on what we may have done. And this week, with Thanksgiving, we're provided the opportunity to help and give something to the poor. And at Mass on Wednesday evening or Thursday morning, we bring up food to help feed those that are needy. And that's the easy or the clean way to do things, to donate our time or material goods to an organization that will then go ahead and seek out those who are needy and provide for them. But the messy part, the dirty part, is to get down on our hands and knees and do it ourselves. That may mean working at a soup kitchen or a food pantry, or maybe volunteering in the hospital or visiting somebody in need, especially at the nursing homes when there are so many people that are lonely. Several years ago, my daughter gave me a book at this time of the year, and it's one of those Christmas stories that you wonder what's going to happen in the end. And this particular family lost their son in a car accident, and of course, every year at Christmas time, they certainly went through the trials and sufferings and tried to heal from what had happened from the loss of their son. But the children noticed that on Christmas Eve, when they all got together and were reflecting on the past year, that the dad was missing for a couple of hours. They didn't know where he went. And so one of the children decided to follow him one Christmas Eve to see what was going on, and came back with the revelation that their dad went to the nursing home where the lady who hit and killed the son was at. She had no family, no one to take care of her, and he went there every year to make sure that her bill for the next year was paid in full. And so we all have that opportunity to do something, little or big, in our lives, and especially at this time of the year. But we don't want to forget it's only relegated to Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so as we go on and think about what we did or didn't do and prepare for the new year, we must always keep Jesus in our sights.